It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has the look, as always on a Friday. Oh, every day Monica has the look. Morning, Monica.
Woo! I blew in, didn't I, Paul Ramo?
You set up, you bring your apparel in, you decorate the studio with your clothing. You do that in a minute or less and set the Facebook camera up. You're quick.
I'm quick. I always, you know, back in the day when I was in school in Mineota Public High School, or elementary, actually it was the elementary school, we played Speedies and Quickies. And I always would win, you know.
Speedies and Quickies.
Yeah, math. So you'd put like 24 plus 18. You know, you write it all out and then figure it out. And I would always win. I'm not trying to be cocky, but it was just basic math. Come on. But it was just so much fun because I'd be just so quick and the teacher's like, you can slow down, Monica. No, I want to win, you know. I just wanted to win. Like, you're going to win no matter what. You just, it just was exciting.
Well, welcome to Fashionista Friday, first Friday of June. Can you believe it's June?
I cannot believe it. And today we're going to talk about color, but I just happened to put this black and white travel dress on because I want to talk about my travel dresses. And just felt comfortable to throw on a muggy day.
So what's Monica wearing today?
Well, I lift my leg up to show you my shoes,
don't
too.
Do that.
But
you'll hurt yourself.
Knee is kind of bad.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a travel dress, and I just love it because it's comfy, and you can throw it on. It's not a real short dress, and it's not really long. and you can wear it with capri leggings on an outing, or you can just wear it plain. I can throw a jean jacket over it or a linen jacket, but right now, no jackets going on Monica today.
Okay.
I'm hot.
Yeah, you don't want you sweating up a storm.
No, I don't want to sweat today.
Well, your travel dress is black, but it's got some writing on it.
White. It's from Paris. It's got Paris. It's Paris, all Paris stuff on there.
Oh, nice.
So that's why I thought I had to put one of my favorite necklaces on. I put a lot of my necklaces on, so I didn't have to bring them. I just wore them. But it is really popular to wear necklaces in three. But this is my little Paris doll lady. So this little fashionista doll, I'm trying to show it to Paul and show it to the Facebook.
Oh, it's
lookers.
A little doll.
And she's
a
all dolled
doll.
Up with a purse, jewelry, and boot. She's just so cute. So you can get these in all different colors. And this lady actually goes to Paris and picks all this out.
Really?
Yeah. That's... And I haven't seen her forever. So maybe since my hubby's retired, maybe in June we'll get to go to the market.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to go to Paris.
Well, that'd be fun too, but I'm not up for that right now. I got to keep working. But yeah, so it's fun. I got my silver on and
you
I feel
good.
Cool and comfy. But we got so much to talk about and we got so much freight. But before we do all that, I want to take a sincere thank you to all the people that have reached out to me and saying how much they enjoy the show and how much they enjoy Paul Ramo talking about fashion with me. And also just a congratulations to all the graduates. Congratulations to all the track meet. I went to a granddaughter's track meet in Marshall. I know track was always hard, but I have a new appreciation for track meet people.
Got some people going to state golf.
Yep, and we've got state golf, and I just think that is just so awesome.
And
to do that.
You, Monica, has always been a supporter of high school sports here at United Jews.
Yes, I love to be a supporter of high school sports, and thanks to Paul Ramo, I'm halftime sponsor.
Yep.
And I just, I love anything to do with the kids from school.
Good. All right, let's start with the apparel, what you bring in.
Oh,
a lot of color.
Yes. So do I stand up here, or do we do freight? Oh, we got to do so many things today. So people have been asking me about the travel dresses. Oh, Paul Ramo can unpack this one while I talk about the other one.
Look at the color on this baby.
So this is color. So what is really in for spring and summer? I tell you about this. Artist, think about artistic things. Anything artsy, like color, watercolors, that's really huge in dresses right now. And I love it because, look at, I love color.
Looks like someone just threw a can of paint on the material on
well,
the dress.
You know, it's
it looks
just,
nice.
And it's all the primary colors. This reminds me of Deb Meyer. She's the artist. And it's just, it's got pockets. You can sleep in it and it still look good. I just love these dresses. They're cool and comfy.
You can sleep in it?
Oh, well, you could. Oh. That's a figure of speech, you know, but, you know.
Look at the dress I unpacked here.
Look at what Paul Raymond did.
Wow, yep. That's
well,
pretty.
Well, this is the one he said it looks like there's a bunch of paint thrown on there. But, you know, the fabric is phenomenal, and it's comfy. And it's, yeah, it's just really, really, really
I tell you, the material is amazing.
Yes.
It's so light.
That's why I call it my travel material. And when I say you could sleep in it, it's a figure of speech. But look at, I roll it up. And when you roll it up, and if it doesn't wrinkle, then you know it's the good travel material.
Yeah, that material is so light, it's almost like you're not wearing nothing at all.
I know. I had to think, oh, I got a dress on, right? I can't go to Madison without my dress on.
Yeah,
it,
don't
forget
that.
That's why it just feels so good and comfy, and it's just...
What colors are on that
okay,
dress?
So on this is like your purples, your corals, your reds. I mean,
red,
your
yellow.
Oranges. It's just everything on here. So if a girl has a lot of colored sandals, that'd be fun. Yeah, you can always wear black because there is black somewhere hidden in it.
If and you wear that dress, I guarantee you walk in the room, people are going to notice.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, hey, it's summer. Let's embrace color as I wear a black and white dress today. But the reason I have a reason behind everything, when women just don't know how to dress in between seasons or it's hot or it's cold out, black and white is safe. It's always safe.
Yep. Black and white is always the color.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, what else? We got a jean jacket. Here's my favorite outfit you brought in today.
Okay. So
love
it. This is green, and Paul Ramos spot on because green is huge for spring and summer. And I have more sleeveless, they're called a sleeveless dress with pockets that come in this color today.
Yeah, that's a...
And then I also have that sleeveless dress that came in turquoise. And it's just, it's fun. And this one I have left in, I have a couple in green left and a couple in black. But it's just fun, it's festive, and if somebody wants something longer, this is the ticket.
I love that color, the bright green with the...
It's cheerful!
Like a stonewashed
I can't say it enough. There are so many women that came in and said, Monica, I'm not wearing black this summer. I said, well, you still can wear black for dressing up and put color with it. Oh, okay. It's just they want us to try to get away from black for the summer. You know? But... I go to navy a lot or denim or, but now, right now, is when we really can bring out the white. White, kick flare, capris.
Ooh.
Peekaboo.
Well, look at that. That's white. Okay.
These are super cute. I got a few more in. They go great with the top that Paul Ramos is going to unwrap for me.
This
yep,
one?
That one.
Oh,
yep.
It's like the 4th of July now, red and white with the flag.
And while he's unwrapping that, I'm going to show you this banana-colored kick flare pant. I got some more of these in. These, you know, you guys that love black tops, this screams cute with the black top. It just does.
Is that a cream-colored jean?
It's called wheat.
Wheat.
I call it like a banana color, but it's wheat,
there
banana.
You, go.
You know what? I got to keep Paul around. He's pretty dang handy.
Okay, so, this is a Stars and Stripes shirt.
Yeah, I'll clean up my
good
mess
for 4th of July.
Hot off the press. What I love about this tank top is it covers the bra straps, and it's a shirt tail bottom. What does that mean? It's not straight across, so it doesn't make our hips look bigger than they are. Because, you know, I definitely got some hips on me. But that's the way I was born.
What are you fashion? Are you Monicanizing it now?
Yep, I'm Monicanizing it. Well, of course I don't wear a size small. The girls won't fit in that. But look how cute this is.
Oh, yeah.
With the white or denim.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
And what I love is they threw a little khaki in there, too. my gosh, that is so fun. They threw a little khaki in there, white, navy. This, I believe, is going to be gone by the weekend because it's so comfortable.
Okay, what's the...
Feel the fabric.
Yeah, look, feel this. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Stars and Stripes shirt, and it's kind of a... What's the top? It's like sleeveless?
Tank top.
Tank. It's a tank top, okay?
Yep. But it's a nice tank top.
Okay.
Why is it a nice tank top? Because it isn't got huge holes for the arms, and it's higher up in the back, so it, you know, it's just a respectable tank top. You could even wear it golfing. It's just cute!
All right. Yeah, we got a couple golf tournaments coming up next week, too. Johns Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Madison Healthcare Services.
Yep. Oh, Paul, I'm sorry. I know you're so busy here, but you need to open that.
Another one.
Yes.
Opening more freight.
And then we'll talk about the bright colored tops I got in.
All right. We got about 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. I better quit lollygagging. So this is like not a sleeveless, not a short sleeve. It's just got a little cap sleeve. And I'm almost sold out of this because this is flowy where the yay is. You know, we want to cover our little yay a little bit. But like my dad always said, it's all bought and paid for, Monica. Oh, he was a good guy. So look at this. It's V-neck. It's all different colors. And I just love this. And it would go good with the buttercup pant. Capri, it go good with white.
Here's a mid-rise capri that I just opened up.
Oh, thank you. A mid-rise capri. Look at him go. This is a mid-rise capri.
And that means what, Monica?
Well, what it mid-rise. Means, what it means is...
Well, that's a short capri.
Yes. You got good observation. Good job, Paul Rima. Yes, it's a shorter capri. And so a lot of women love wearing these to golf. A lot of women maybe want to cover their knees. This is the perfect thing. Or if you're more petite and you actually want a real capri to you, this would be great for petite ladies. And it'd be like a capri.
Yeah. I like that.
So, and I have that in dark blue, which would be, navy blue.
Okay.
And this color.
All right. What's the two dresses hanging up behind you there?
Oh, gosh, Monica.
Yeah, you don't need to get up.
I have to.
Okay, you can.
Oh, I can do it. I can do it. This
is super,
super
cute.
Don't hurt yourself.
What is it? You got to get close to the mic there.
Okay, sorry. It's a long dress, but I Monicanized it. This was actually worn in the fashion show, and I left the knot in there in case the little fashionista wants to come in. She tied it on the side, a knot, so it's perfect length.
Oh, look
at
that.
More of a petite lady. It's so cute on. It's a small.
Could wear
somebody
that to
needs to grab this baby up.
For a wedding. You could wear that to a wedding.
Anything, and it's just fun and festive.
Got to get close to the mic there. We're about out of time here. We've got a couple minutes here, Monica.
No.
You're going to fall off the chair there or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. And now we got acid wash cotton. We can't forget about this. I'll do this, Paul, since we're running out of time. Got some of the acid wash cotton in. It's very lightweight. If you get hot, you don't know what you want to wear, throw this on. It's so cute and comfy.
That's got pinkish.
Yep, pinkish. Okay. And then I have capri leggings that is in this material that goes with
it. Awesome.
It's just fun and festive. And right now, we just want to embrace color.
Embrace spring and the warm weather, or summer, actually. Is it summer
and
yet?
And do things together outside.
And shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories.
And shop Monica's if you get time.
You got a sidewalk in
there. I got sidewalks. Oh. Come on into Dawson. It's really not that bad on Main Street. There's ample parking in the back of the stores. They're ready and waiting to serve you. And I have sidewalks, so I'm blessed.
Did you get your little...
I didn't get my arbor yet. My husband said I have to be patient, but I'm kind of running out of patience. I want that baby up sooner than later.
All right.
I'd like it up before Riverfest.
So when are you open and where are you located, Monica?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and I'm located 931 Chestnut Street, kitty corner from the school in Awesome Dawson.
Very easy to find.
Very easy to find. And I'd always say look for the arbor, but guess what? The arbor isn't up, but the pink golf cart is out front.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Monica, this
morning.
Thank you. Shop Monica's.
Yes.
Buy some spring clothing from her today.
Today. Come on in and grab your color and your white and whatever you need. I'll be there. Thank you so much for listening to Fashionista Fridays.
You're listening. listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.